This is the audio guide on how to make a fancy block shelter. This is probably going to be more like a podcast than a guide because this is going to take a while. I'm going to put as many edits in here as possible so this can be as quick and to the point as I can make it, but that's going to be extremely difficult to do because this is one hell of a long build. And let's start. First thing, wood plus wood makes a precarious block. You need to do this 282 times, so you have 282 precarious blocks. Just keep going till you're all the way at 282. I have my 282 precarious blocks. Now I need to combine each of these with clay. That makes a normal block. And you just need to do this until you have 282 normal blocks. So, clay plus precarious block makes a block 282 normal blocks needed for the next step. There's my 282 blocks. Now each one of these needs to be combined with clay to make a sticky block. Open that down to the bottom. And you need to do this until you have all 282 blocks turned into 282 sticky blocks. There's my 282 sticky blocks. Now I need to start combining these with one another. Each time I do that, as you heard, I get one huge block. So I need to combine all 282 sticky blocks together, and that will give me 141 huge blocks. So just keep going until they're all used up, and you have 141 huge blocks. There's my 141 huge blocks. Each one of these now has to be combined with clay. You see I'm hitting T multiple times. That gives me a huge sticky block. You can probably guess by now, this has to be done with all 141 huge blocks. So you then have 141 huge sticky blocks. Hit T around 6 times for each one. Uses up 6 clay. Just keep going until you have 141 huge sticky blocks, and no more huge blocks left. There's my 141 huge sticky blocks. Now we're going to set these aside for a little bit. And next is making carved wood. And to do that, you're doing wood plus knife. And you need to do this a total of 300 times 300. So you end up with 300 pieces of carved wood. I have my 300 carved wood. Now I need to combine a knife with 228 of these. That way I have 228 shafts, and I will have 72 pieces of carved wood remaining. Again, knife plus carved wood, 228 times, so you end up with 228 shafts. There's my 228 shafts. I need to combine 8 of these with glue real quick, and these will be used later in the build. So I'm going to make 8 sticky shafts real quick. That's just shaft plus glue. Need 8 of these. 2 more. There we go. Alright, there's my 8 sticky shafts. Those will be used quite a bit later in the build. Now, I need to start combining shaft with shaft. This will make a long shaft, and I need to do this 40 times so I have 40 long shafts. I have my 40 long shafts. Now I need to combine 24 of these with glue. So I have 24 sticky long shafts. Only 24. Don't do more than 24, or you'll have to make more, and that would be good. There's my 24 sticky long shafts. Now I need to combine each one of these with a normal shaft. I'm going to move these down to the bottom. There we go. I need to combine them with normal shafts, so I have 16 very long shafts. The sticky long shaft plus long shaft. Whoops. And there's only 16 normal shafts, long shafts, so you can't make too many. One more. Alright, these 8 remaining sticky long shafts I'm moving up because they'll be used later.
Very long shafts, you have 16.
I have these very long shafts. I need to combine 12 of these with a knife to make 12 single-notched very long shafts. I'm hitting T multiple times. There's one of them. Do this 11 more times until I have 12, and that will leave me with 4 remaining normal very long shafts.
Single notch, very long shaft, you have 12.
Alright, there's my 12 single notched, and now I need to combine each of these with a knife until I have 12 double notched, very long shafts. There's one, and just keep going until all single notched have been combined with knife and turned into double notched. And then you'll be all set for the next step. There's my 12 double notch. Now each one of these needs to be combined with glue, hitting T multiple times. Each time I do this, it'll make a sticky double notched very long shaft. And I need to do this until all 12 are combined with glue. It doesn't take that long, because you only have to hit T like 4 times for each one. Should be about halfway done. Not quite, but almost. And this will be the last thing we got to do with these shafts, and all these will be used later on in the build. After this, we'll go back to finishing up with the rest of the carved wood that you made. You should still have 72 remaining, hopefully. If not, you didn't follow the directions, then you messed up somewhere. Oops. As I drop stuff. 2 more. And then this will give me 12 double-notched very long shafts. All right, these will be used later. So the 4 normal very long, those will be used later. All these will be used later. All right, right now I'm bringing this carved wood down to the bottom. I need to turn all these into planks. And that is carved wood plus carved wood. We'll make 36 planks. So combine all your carved wood with 72 until you have 36 planks. And don't exit the game like I almost did. There's my 36 planks. I need to combine 12 of these with glue. So I have 12 sticky planks. Just 12 of them. That will leave me with 20 planks remaining. And I'll have, obviously, 12 sticky planks, because that's how many I just told you to make. Help if I actually put glue. Oh. Plank. There we go. One more. Yeah, I can't drop it. Whatever. Alright, 12 sticky planks. 24 normal planks. I think I said 20 earlier. That's because you need to combine 4 planks with 4 sticky planks to make 4 sturdy planks. Now, 4 sturdy planks, 20 planks, and 8 sticky planks. Now I need to go up into my inventory, and move the shaft down to the bottom, and I need to find my huge sticky blocks and move these down. There we go. Now I need to combine huge sticky block plus shaft. I need to do this a total of 118 times. I'm hitting T multiple times for each one there. Each time it makes one pegged huge sticky block. And just keep combining shafts with huge sticky block until you have 118 of them. There's my 118 pegged huge sticky blocks. Now I need to combine 22 of these with a shaft. Again, hitting T multiple times. You'll notice I only had 22 shafts left, now 21. So I'm using all my shafts on pegged huge sticky blocks. Each time I do this, it makes a double peg huge sticky block. And I'm just going to do this 22 times in total. It'll use up all your shafts. And you'll have 22 double pegged huge sticky blocks when you're done. So keep doing it until you get 22 of them. There's my 22 double pegged huge sticky blocks. Leaves me with 96 just pegged huge sticky blocks and 23 normal huge blocks. Well, huge sticky blocks. Next, I'm moving these huge stickies down and the pegged huge stickies down. I need to combine pegged huge sticky with huge sticky. So just a single pegged one with a normal huge sticky. That gives me two combined huge sticky blocks. I need to do this 23 times. And I'll show you why in a minute. Move these down to the bottom. So again, it's huge sticky plus pegged huge sticky. Do this 23 times. It'll use up all the huge stickies. I'm not going to cut away. We're just going to do this real quick so I can show you. I'm only hitting T one time for each of these. Pretty easy. Just a little bit tedious, like everything in this damn block shelter. We got 9 left. Oh, come on. Quit hitting the wrong button. I'm not going to stop hitting the wrong button. 4 remaining. Okay. Now we have these 2 combined huge sticky blocks. Now, if you can guess, if I add a peg to that, gives me 3 combined. Now, what you're going to want to do is make all these into 3 combined, all into 4 combined, and then that'll give you a roll block. So let's see if I... If I add a pegged huge to the 3 combined, it's 4 combined. Add a pegged huge to that. I get a sticky row of huge blocks. I can't talk. Sticky row of huge blocks. You're going to keep doing this with all of these until you have nothing but 23 rows of huge sticky blocks. Is that the name of that item? 23 sticky row of huge blocks. And you're just going to keep doing that until it's all done. It'll use up all but 4 of your pegged huge sticky blocks. It'll use up all of your... normal huge sticky blocks, obviously, you already used all those up. So you just keep doing this until you have all of them made up. Like now I have 2 sticky rope huge blocks. And you just gotta keep going until this is all the way done. The way I do it is I have my... Well, let me combine this one real quick and then I'll show you. Alright, bottom of my inventory, I have pegged huge sticky block. Above that, I have the 2 combined, and that allows me to just hit end, and then right up left, combine, and just keep the end, right up left. And it'll keep going through this until all of them are turned into sticky rows of blocks. So, just keep going, no matter how you do it. Do it however you want to. Just make sure you have 23 of those. Sticky row, huge block. Just keep going until you have 23 of those. No matter what way you do it. Just get 23 of those. Don't exit the game. And there's my 23... sticky row of huge blocks. I have 4 pegged huge stickies left. And still 22 double pegged. Now, gotta go harden these. They're covered in clay, and they have to be hardened. And to do that, you need a fire. So I'm running over to my fire. And I'll be back when I get there. And there's the fire. Alright. So, it doesn't matter which order you cook these in. I'm gonna go with the sticky row of huge blocks. Blocks first, and you cook them just like you would anything else, hitting druid, hitting space on a fire. And you have to cook all 23 of them. It takes a little while to cook them. You're hardening the clay around it so that you can actually build with it. There we go. Each time, that sticky row of huge blocks turns into a normal row of huge blocks. So I'm going to cook all 23 of these, and I'll be back when they're all done.
Row of huge blocks, you have 23.
There's my 23 row of huge blocks, completely cooked, ready for building.
Pegged huge sticky block, you have 4.
Alright, I need to cook up these 4 pegged huge sticky blocks. These have a chance of breaking when you cook them. They can overheat, and you'll get a cracked blah blah blah. If it cracks, you just add clay to it, and then re-cook it. It'll be a repaired blah blah blah.
You take the clay into a hardened shell around the
cook box. The repaired blah blah blah.
Row of huge blocks.
Oops, I don't want to re-cook that. See if this one blows up. If it doesn't, well, you know what to do. Just combine the damaged one with clay, it'll make a repaired, and then recook the repaired one, and you'll have a normal one. This can happen with the single pegged, you know, just pegged, and the double pegged. Oh, there we go. Okay. So I got this cracked. I'm going to combine this with clay. smeared around.
You're up, play on the block and push.
There we go.
Repair pet dude sticky block.
Now I got this repaired pet dude sticky block, and I can just click this. And this one cannot break. This will turn into a normal pegged huge block that's ready for a building. Again, the same thing can happen with the double
peg.
We'll just cook these other two. Why cut away? It's only two of them. Just sit here in beautiful silence listening to me cooking on a flare in SDW. Who doesn't want to hear that? Everyone. That's who. I'm gonna cook this other one before I fix that.
Oh,
how about you? I try not to swear in these guys, and it's really hard sometimes. It's definitely not like the live streams we do. No limit on those. It's much better. This is my last. Okay. Now he's got to fix this one. What am I doing? Clay. Come on, Clay, with my cracked, pegged, huge block.
You're up, Clay, on the block and push it into the cracks, making it
filled in the clay.
Repaired, cooked,
and then I'll have four. At least four actually used for the table down the road. Not so far ahead. This planning. Oh, I said a bad word. Okay. Now I have four pegged huge blocks. 23 row. I still got these 22 double pegged sticky. So I have to cook all 22 of these double pegged sticky huge blocks. And again, these can break if they do. Just follow the same steps as before with the normal ones. Normal pegged, single pegged. Yeah. Okay. Looks like I'm going to fix one and then we'll go to the edit.
You're up, Clay, on the
lots of tees. Okay. Repaired. Draw that. I can cook this. And that will turn into a normal double peg huge block, which I can then use for building later. Yay!
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm trying to pick up the fire. Double peg huge block. There we are. And you're just going to do this with all of them. Hopefully not all of yours crack until you have 22 double peg huge blocks. They're all cooked. No more stickies. Everything will be unstickitized. There's my 22 double pegged huge blocks. Still got my 4 normal pegged and 23 rows. I'm going to get away from that fire so I don't have to listen to it, because it is annoying. I don't want to stand there for the next steps on it. Okay. Now, next thing I got to do is combine clay with glue to make sticky clay. I need to do this 17 times? Yep, it makes 10 each time. You need to do this 17 times until you have 170 sticky clay. There's my 170 sticky clay. Next, you need to combine oyster shell with a skillet. I need to do this 17 times. So I have 17 skillets filled with oyster shells. That's 3. We're going to do some editing magic. And boom, magic. 17 skillets filled with oyster shells. Okay. I need to combine. Okay, I got to sit down. And now I got to combine hammer with each one of these. I'm going to do one of them, but you're going to have to do it with all 17, so you end up with 17 of the final product. First time I combine it here, I'm going to get a skillet filled with crushed oyster shells. I combine that with a hammer, and this will give me a skillet filled with powdered oyster shells. Powdered. I can't speak. Words are hard. There, when you've been doing this for so damn long. Alright, skillet filled with powdered oyster shells. You need to do this with every single one of these until you have 17 skillets filled with powdered oyster shells.
Skillet filled with powdered oyster shells, you have 17.
There's my 17 skillets. I need to put one of these on either right or left.
You don't see any other way to use those two skillets filled
with
You don't see any other way to use those two items together. Hammer.
Take my hammer out of my hand. Combine it with an empty hand. That gives you your skillet back, maybe, and powdered oyster shells. I'm just going to empty all these real quick. No, I got a destroyed skillet. That can't happen. Whatever. That's not the end of the world. Everyone has like 5 bazillion skillets, so what does it matter? No, another one broke. Another one broke.
Skillet filled with powder wafer shells. You have 7.
Almost there. Again, it's Alt T to combine it with an empty hand. It's an Alt combine. I don't know why.
Skillet filled with powder wafer shells. You have 1.
It wasn't before, but it is now. So whatever.
Destroyed metal skillet. You have 3.
Alright, so I have 170 powdered oyster shells. Where's my sticky clay? There it is. Now I combine sticky clay with powdered oyster shells. Putting T multiple times. Lots and lots of times. There we go. That gives me 10 cheap clay mortar. As you can guess, I have to do this 17 times, so I have a total of 170 cheap clay mortar. It'll use all of my sticky clay, all of my powdered oyster shells. And I'll have 170 cheap clay mortar, which, as you can probably guess, will be used later on in the build. So, keep going till you have all your cheap clay mortar made. Again, that's 170. Well, it's actually like 164, but you can't make 164. You gotta make 170, so make 170.
Cheap clay mortar, you have 170.
There's my 170 cheap clay mortar. Is it nap time yet? I feel like it. Alright, we're almost done with the preparation steps. Next, you need to combine grass plus grass to make 880 string. I already have string, so if you think I'm doing that, you've lost your goddamn mind. You need 880
string.
I have plenty of string. I need to combine string with string.
String.
Until I get 88 pieces of tied string. Each time you do this, it uses 10 string.
Tied string, you have 4.
Gives you 1 tied string.
String.
Do this until you have 88 pieces of tied string. There we go. Okay. And we're off and running. 88. Maybe we're not.
Tied string, you have 88.
There's my 88 tied string. I need to combine tied string with tied string. Without dropping crap.
Heavily tied string. You have 1.
Each time I do that, it makes 1 heavily tied string. I need 40 pieces of heavily tied string. It uses 2 tied string for each heavily tied. And you need 40 of these. And you'll have 8 pieces of tied string remaining. Make sure you have 8 pieces of tied string, because you'll need those later.
Heavily tied string, you have 40.
There's my 40 heavily tied string. I'm going to draw
heavily
one of these.
String.
Hit alt space.
You loop the string and tie
combining,
together.
Well, alt spacing it when I have a empty hand and heavily tied string in the other hand.
Loop heavily tied string, you have 1.
If you're lucky, it makes that. A looped heavily tied string. If you're not lucky, which I'm sure it's going to happen. Yep, it made a tangled heavily tied string. Okay, in total, I need 16 looped heavily tied string. I had 40 heavily tied string to start, so I don't know. Hey, Google, what's 40 minus 16? So you want to have 24 left. See, I can't do math anymore. Ever since you don't have to do it, you can't do it anymore.
All right,
so you're going
to
do this. Use up 16 heavily tied strings, so you have 24 remaining. I'm just going to stay here while I do this. Let me get this down to 24. 10 more. I'm having a lot of bad luck. 6
more.
Ugh. By the way, make sure you don't have something in your other hand, otherwise it'll tangle with it. 2 more. Almost there. Oh, I got a lucky one. Oh, why did I just draw a branch? I don't know.
24.
It gives me 10.
Heavily tied string, you have 6.
I only had 6 successful ones. Alright, so with this tangled heavily tied string, you combine this with an empty hand, and you have a chance of untangling it. Keep doing this until they're all untangled. And you have 16 looped heavily, because this is going to untangle. Yeah. Let's see if I can get one of these to work. When it becomes untangled, it'll be a normal heavily tied string again, and then you just reattempt to loop that. But you need to keep doing that until you have 16 looped heavily tied string and 24 heavily tied string. There we go. So you have 25 now. Try looping it.
Bad luck.
F your mother. However you get to do it. just make sure you have 16 looped heavily tied string, 24 normal heavily tied string, and then of course your normal 8 tied string too. However you get there. I don't care how.
You managed to untangle heavily.
One more shot.
Bad luck. You lose the string of the
heavily tied balls.
Heavily tied string.
I'll be back in roughly 18 hours when I have my 16 heavily looped heavily tied string.
Looped heavily tied string, you have 16.
There's my 16 looped heavily tied string.
Blue, you have 46,
I need to combine
grass,
8 of these with grass.
Single loop, small, loop,
each time I do this,
single
I'm going to get a single loop,
blue,
small, not
blue,
not glue.
You suck, loop, blue, crack.
Did I say each of these? I need to combine 8 of them, not each. 8. 8 of them, not each. So you have 8 small looped bunches of grass. My brain's going to hell. I've been recording this for so goddamn long.
Alright,
this gives me 8 small bunches. I need to combine each of my small bunches with grass. This will give me 8 medium
bunches.
Combine that one. Now I have 8 mediums. Combine each of these with grass, and I'll get a single loop large bunch of grass. Each time to make one of these large bunches, it requires a total of 60 grass. Alright, now I combine each one of these with my remaining loop heavily tied string, and it gives me a double loop large bunch of grass, and I need 8 double loop large bunches of grass, and it's used for the roof later on. Hey, look there. I have 8
heavily tied string, double loop large bunch of grass. You have 8
double looped large bunches of grass. The good news is, that's the end of the preparation steps. Now we can get on to actually crafting the shelter, putting it together. Isn't that exciting? Now we are moving on to the
double loop large bunch of
construction
grass,
steps of the fancy
heavily
block
tied
shelter.
Tied, keep
I'm going to be working with my block, so I'm going to get these all down to the bottom of my
inventory.
That should be the last one. Alright, first thing to do, combine row of huge blocks with double pegged huge blocks. Each time you do this, it will make a single pegged row of huge blocks. You need to do this a total of 11 times, so you have 11 of the, these.
Single
pegged row of huge blocks. 11 times.
Row of huge blocks, you have 20.
So you end up with 11 of those. Again, that's row of huge blocks combined with double pegged huge block. T multiple times, and you need 11.
Single pegged row of huge blocks, you have 11.
There's my 11 single pegged row of huge blocks.
Row of huge pegged huge blocks, you have 4 double pegged huge blocks, you have 11.
I have 11 double pegged left, and I need to combine each of these double pegged with a single pegged row. When I do that, I will get a double pegged row, and I'll use up all of my normal double pegged blocks, and I will have 11 double pegged rows of blocks. I'll do one here, and then we'll skip forward. There we go. I'll need 11 of these. I'm just going to continue connecting these until I have 11 double pegged row of huge blocks.
Double pegged row of huge blocks, you have 11.
There are my 11 double pegged row of huge blocks. I need to combine
row of huge blocks, you have 12.
These with row of huge blocks.
You can imagine row of blocks on one of the pegs.
That one went together. That'll give me an L-shaped single peg. I'm going to combine them again, and I need to do this a total of 6 times. So I have 6 L-shaped row of huge blocks. When this one combines, there we go. So because the first one went together really quick, I have 2, but so I'll have to do it 4 more times until I have 6 L-shaped row of huge blocks. There are my 6 L-shaped single pegged. I'm going to combine each of these L-shaped with a row of huge blocks. Each time I do this, I will get one U-shaped row of huge blocks, and as you can probably guess, I need to do this a total of 6 times, so I end up with 6 U-shaped row of huge blocks. Lots of T hitting. Bastards to combine.
U shape row of huge blocks. You have one.
There's one. I'm just gonna keep doing that until I use up all five of my row of huge blocks, and I have six, or all six of my row of huge blocks, and I have six U-shaped row of huge blocks total. And I'll still have five double-pegged rows remaining. There's my six U-shaped row of huge blocks. Now I need to combine five of these with a double-pegged row of huge blocks. Each time I do this, it will make one shelter block square. I need to have a total of five shelter block squares, and then I will have one U-shaped row remaining.
Shelter block square. You have one.
So there's one. Again, you only have five double-pegged rows, so obviously you can only do it five times, and that will give you five shelter block squares and one U-shaped remaining. I'm going to keep doing this until I have my five shelter block squares.
Shelter block square, you have five.
There's my five shelter block squares.
U-shaped row of huge blocks, you have one.
So my one remaining U-shaped row.
Shelter block square,
next thing
you have
I need
five.
To do
clay, you have cheap clay mortar, you have one.
Is combine cheap clay shelter mortar blocks. With a shelter block square. I'm going to be hitting T multiple times. Now there's a couple different ways you can do this. You can either cover each one,
quarter cover, shelter block square,
so you have
shelter block square, you have four.
A total of five
quarter cover,
quarter covered,
quarter cover.
Or you can keep covering the same one until it's fully covered, but either way, you need five completely covered shelter block squares. So I have a quarter covered right
quarter
now
cover, shelter block.
That I'm combining with cheap clay mortar. That will give me a half covered. If I combine the half covered with cheap clay mortar, it'll give me a three-fourths covered, which I will have in just a second, or a few seconds. Okay.
Three-fourths cover shelter block.
There's my three-fourths covered. Combine this with the cheap clay mortar, and this will give me a mortar-covered shelter block square. You have to have five mortar-covered shelter block squares in total. Whether you do each one quarter, then each one half, blah, 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 doesn't matter. Just make sure you end up with five mortar-covered shelter block squares.
Mortar-covered shelter block square. You have five.
And there's my five mortar-covered shelter block squares.
U-shaped row of huge.
Still that U-shape
up
there.
Block. You have four. Ramp.
Cheap clay mortar.
No layers. Cheap clay mortar. You have 70.
70 left.
Mortar-covered shelter block
square.
I
use this 20 for each one. All right. Now I'm going to combine mortar-covered shelter block square with mortar-covered shelter block square.
You have the block shelter squares together.
That gives me loosely connected. I need to do this two times, so I end up with two block shelter half walls loosely connected, and then I have that one mortar covered remaining. That'll be used later. Now, I need to combine my hammer with the loosely connected block shelter half walls, hitting T multiple times. There we go.
Block shelter half walls.
Gives me a block shelter half walls. Do this with both of them, so I have two block shelter half walls. They were loosely connected, hammering them together to make them normal block shelter half walls. There we go.
Block shelter half walls. You have two.
Now, the same process you just did with the cheap clay mortar and the shelter block squares, you do with the half walls. Combine them with cheap clay mortar.
And gives
me a quarter covered block shelter half wall. You got to keep doing this until they are mortar covered, and both of them have to be mortar covered.
Half covered block, play, cheap clay.
There's a half covered half wall, which is a little bit confusing. There we go.
Three-fourths covered.
Three-fourths play, covered. Combine cheap clay mortar with this three-fourths covered. Again, it's going to use 20 for it total. Five for each side. There we go.
Mortar covered block shelter half walls.
Now I have a mortar covered block shelter half walls. I need to cover the other one. And when I do that, I will have two covered block shelter half walls.
Mortar, clay, cheap clay.
And I guess we'll just stay here for this since it's going pretty quick. It's only two of them.
Mortar covered clay. Oops. Clay, cheap clay.
If I combine the right item. This will give me my half covered. There we go.
Half covered clay, cheap.
This will give me my third covered. Or, not third, three-fourths covered. What am I talking about? I know nothing.
Three-fourths covered. Play, cheap clay.
All right, one last time. And I will have two mortar-covered block shelter apples. Is that the name of it? I don't have to know.
Play, cheap clay mortar. You have 30.
30 cheap clay mortar remaining.
Mortar-covered block shelter half walls. You have two.
All right, I'm going to combine these
mortar,
together.
Mortar-covered block shelter half walls. You have two.
Mortar-covered block shelter half walls. Combine those with one another because you have two.
Loosely connected block shelter walls. You have one.
No, we have loosely connected block shelter half walls, or walls, not half walls. And I'm combining it with hammer in case you didn't get that. to get a normal block shelter walls. Eventually. One day. There we go.
Block shelter walls.
There we go. Block shelter walls. Now I need to combine this U-shaped row of huge blocks. With cheap clay mortar. It'll give me a half-covered U-shaped row of huge blocks. There we go. Combine cheap clay with the half-covered U-shape. This will give me a mortar-covered U-shaped row of huge blocks. Now I'm going to flip this upside down, put in one hand, put block shelter walls in the other hand. Again, that's...
You have block shelter walls in your left hand, mortar-covered U-shaped row of huge blocks in your right hand, and you have drawn nothing.
Right. T.
You turn the U-shaped row of huge blocks upside down and line it up with the middle of the block shelter walls, then gently press it down, letting the mortar hold it on.
There we go.
Block shelter walls with loosely connected roof support.
That's my roof support.
Hammer, you have one.
I'm going to combine the block shelter walls with loosely...
difficult to hammer on the roof while sitting down.
All right. I got to stand up to hammer on the roof. I didn't realize I was sitting down, but I was. So if at any point you're told you need to sit down, sit down. If you're told you need to stand up, stand up.
You have, you don't see any way to use...
There we go.
Block shelter walls with roof support. You have one.
Now I have a block shelter walls with roof support. Now the fun part. I need to, if you don't have a simple ladder, go listen to the guy to read it and how to make one, because you need one for this next step.
Block shelter walls with roof support.
Block shelter walls with roof support in one hand drawn. Now I'm going to put
simple ladder
on one
side.
Mortar
covered, huge block. You have double loop, large, heavily,
double looped large bunch of grass on the other side. Again, I'm going to hit three so you can hear what I got going on.
You have simple ladder in your left hand, double loop, large bunch of grass in your right hand, and you have drawn block shelter walls with roof support.
Okay. Now if I hit T multiple times with that set up,
I can put the
all eight double bunched grass, double looped large bunches of grass on top of the roof.
Floorless block shelter, you have one.
And that gives me a floorless block shelter. Now,
mortar covered shelter block square, you have one.
I can combine this with the mortar covered block shelter square.
You add the block shelter square to the bottom of the shelter, making a support for the floor.
There we go.
Block shelter with floor support, you have one.
Now I have a block shelter with floor support, and it's time to start working on building the floor to add to this. Well, kinda. First we're gonna add
cheap clay mortar
to the floorless block shelter. I'm going to hit T multiple times, and then after this, we'll
finish covering the first side and move on to the next side.
This is making the floor support covered with mortar, so we'll be able to attach
the
floor to
it once
we get
the
floor actually made and all that good stuff.
You finish covering the third side and move on to the final side.
Okay, last side. Just lots of
covering the final side.
There we go.
Block shelter with mortar covered floor support. You have one.
Now we have block shelter with mortar covered floor support. That's a mother effing mouthful. I almost said a naughty word.
Block, you have four.
All right.
Block shelter with mortar covered.
Now we're going to start working on the floor. The first thing I'm going to do is move my sticky double notch down to the bottom of my inventory. There we go. I'm going to move my sticky double notch down to the bottom of my inventory.
Very long shafts down to the bottom. Stick block bed, heavily tied, cheap clay, tied, heavily tied string, you have 24.
Heavily tied string down.
Very sticky double block shelter bed, huge block, tied string, you cheap clay mortar, you have 6.
Leave the tied string up there, because we don't need that till the end.
Cheap clay mortar, you have 6. Destroyed metal skillet, you have 3. Heavily tied, very long shaft, you have 4.
I'm going to combine very long shaft.
Sticky double notch, very long shaft.
With a double notch. I'm going to do this 4 times.
Tied string, very long shaft, you have 3. Sticky.
Because I have 4
very long shaft.
Alright, there we go. Now I have 4 loosely connected sticky 4 half
heavily
frames.
Tied string.
Each one of these needs to be combined with heavily tied string. I'm hitting T multiple times.
You wrap the heavily tied string
each
around.
Time I do this, I get 1
sticky floor half frame.
Sticky floor half frame. So do this half frame. Do this with all 4 so you have 4 sticky floor half frames.
Sticky floor half frame, you have 4.
And there's my 4 sticky floor half frames. I'm going to combine these with one another.
Stick the 2 loosely connected floor frame.
Each time
one.
I do that, sticky. I get a loosely connected floor frame. I need
you
2 of
the
these.
Loosely connected floor frame, you have 2.
Alright, 2 loosely connected floor heavily frames. Tied. Combine each of these with heavily tied string. Each time I do that, I will get a floor frame, I guess. I don't remember what the exact name of it is.
Take the one corner and flip the frame over to wrap the other corner.
I won't cut away for this because it's only 2 of them that have to be done, even though there is a lot of T-pressing. Blame someone else, not me, even though
other.
I made this.
Flimsy floor frame, you have 1.
Alright, flimsy floor frame.
Heavily tied string, you have 18.
Combine the other one with heavily tied string, so I have 2 flimsy floor frames. I'm gonna mess up how I say that at some point during this guide.
You finish on one corner and flip the frame over to wrap the other corner.
That is just about a guarantee. Almost there. There we go.
Flimsy floor frame.
Okay, now I have these 2 flimsy floor frames. I need to combine
sticky double notch, very long shaft. You have 8.
Sticky double notched, very long shaft with each of these.
You let 4 very long shafts.
It uses 8 up each time.
Flimsy floor frame with loosely connected supports. You have 1.
Or it uses 4 up each time. I only have 8.
Flimsy floor frame. Flimsy floor frame.
All right, combine
sticky double notch, very long shaft. You have 4.
The 4 remaining with that. Team multiple times.
flimsy floor frame with loosely connected supports.
All right, and again, that was flimsy floor frame with sticky double notch very long shaft. Hit T four times. It adds four sticky double notch very long shafts inside of that frame per supports.
Flimsy floor frame with loosely connected supports. You have two.
No, I have two of those flimsy floor frames with loosely connected
flimsy,
supports.
Heavily tied string.
I need to combine heavily tied string with each of these. Each time I do that, I'm just going to have a flimsy floor frame with supports. I haven't messed it up yet, I don't think. Might be a miracle. Almost done with the first one. It's time all the knobs and the supports. There we go.
Flimsy floor frame with supports. You have
there
one.
We go.
Heavily tied string. You have eight.
Combine heavily tied string with the last flimsy floor frame with loosely connected supports. It'll use up my eight remaining heavily tied string. Because it uses eight total for this. Almost there.
You wrap heavily tight.
All right, now I have these two
flimsy floor frame with supports. You have two.
Flimsy floor frame with supports. I need to combine these with one another. You're either going to get one of two things, a misaligned floor frame or one that lined up good. Let's see.
Bad luck, the two frames went together, but they are not lined up properly.
They're not lined up. If you get lucky, you won't have to do this step.
Misaligned block shelter floor frame.
So I just have to combine misaligned
hammer. You have one.
Block shelter floor frame with
is
my hammer.
Is it too large to hammer on
that? Sit down the hammer on it, and that will give me a block shelter floor frame. I'm almost there.
You don't see any way to
or loosely connected, I think.
Loosely connected block shelter
yep.
Floor frame. You
all right,
one.
Now I'm going to combine this with
tight
my eight tight string I have from the preparation steps. We'll tie the corners and the center down to connect it together, and then I'll just have a normal block shelter floor frame. I don't know if I have to be sitting for this. Nope, so I'm going to stand up. This does kill your energy, all these steps, so if you have to get some energy boosters going or take a nap, do that. I don't because I'm recording and I'm magic.
You wrap tight string around the corners and middle of the two frames
there
to make one secure and sturdy frame.
Okay.
Block shelter floor frame, you have one.
Block shelter floor frame
glue, you have 40.
Plus glue will make a sticky block shelter floor frame. Oh, there we go. Floor frame.
You see your glue all over.
Too many apps in there.
Sticky block shelter floor frame,
all
you
right.
Have one.
Now I have the sticky block shelter floor frame, which I
block
need to add some
destroy metal sturdy plant. You have 20.
I have exactly 20, and that's exactly how many I'm going to need. Plank plus sticky block shelter floor frame. I didn't plan on all these being so hard to say when I was recording, otherwise I would have named them something different when I wrote these scripts. Hitting T lots of times. It'll use up all 20 of my planks, and it will make the floor frame. Almost there. Maybe kind of, sort of.
You place 20 planks all along the sticky frame, making them.
Okay.
Block shelter floor one. You have one.
Block shelter floor one. If you just want a simple block shelter, add this to your shelter and you'll have it. But if you want table and chairs, you need to continue on. So, I want table and chairs.
Block shelter with mortar covered floor support. You have
so,
one. Fed huge
do
block,
I
fed
have
huge block.
A
you fed huge block. You fed huge block. Fed
stone.
Huge block. Stone. You have
nope. So I need to combine stone with stone. So I get a pointed stone. Just like that.
Pointed stone. You have one.
All right. I need to draw
pointed
this.
Stone.
Pointed stone
pointed
draw.
Block shelter floor one. You have
block shelter floor in one hand.
Hammer, you have one.
Hammer in the other hand, so if I hit three.
You have hammer in your left hand, block shelter floor one in your right hand, and you have drawn pointed stone.
I think I gotta be sitting. And now I'm gonna hit T. And what this is gonna do is knock all the holes in the floor for my table and chairs to go into. They don't move. So they're in holes. That's why they don't move. That's what I'm sticking with anyway. Lots of T hitting. That burp didn't happen. Almost there.
You don't see
there we go.
Holy block shelter floor. You have one.
All right. Now since I have this hammer and pointed stone
the
drawn,
block shelter huge cheap clay mortar destroyed metal sturdy plant
huge
sticky plant. You have a sticky shaft. You have sticky long shaft. Oyster shell. You have four sticky long shaft. Holy block pointed stone block shelter bed huge cheap clay mortar destroyed metal sturdy plant. You have.
There they are. Move them down to the bottom. All right. So what I have here.
You have hammer in your left hand, sturdy plank in your right hand, and you have drawn pointed stone.
Pointed stone drawn, hammer in one hand, sturdy plank in the other. I'm going to punch four holes in each one of these sturdy planks, so I get a sturdy plank with four holes in it.
You have, you don't
four
see
of those.
Sturdy plank with four holes in it. You have
see,
one sturdy plank.
So I need to do this with the other three sturdy planks, and then I'll have my four sturdy planks with four holes.
Sturdy plank with four holes in it. You have four.
There's my four sturdy planks with four holes.
Holy block shelter floor.
I also got this holy block
sturdy
shelter.
Plank with four.
Next, I need to combine a sticky shaft
holy
with
block.
Each one of these.
Sturdy plank. Holy pointed block bed. You keep
sturdy
plank
with
six.
Four
destroy
holes.
Metal
I'm just going to call them sturdy planks
plank.
At this
you have
point.
Sticky shaft. Sticky plank. You have eight. Sticky shaft. You have eight.
Sticky shaft. All right. Need to combine.
Those are items.
is going to make that noise and then keep going, unlike I just did. You get a sturdy plank with two holes in it and two shafts. You need to do this with each one of these. Sticky shaft plus your sturdy plank with four holes. This will use up all of your sticky shafts you made way back when. I probably should have moved those down, but it's too late now. What can you do? Alright, use the last two of my sticky shafts and the last sturdy plank with four holes. There we go. Now I have four sturdy plank with two holes in it and two shafts. Now I need to combine long shaft with this. Alright, I'm going to move my sticky long shaft down. There we go. Sticky long shaft plus sturdy plank with two holes in it, two shafts, makes a
chair with no back.
I need to do this four times, so I have four chairs with no backs. Pretty easy. Doesn't take that long, so we're not going to cut away. We're just going to stay here. There we go. Making the last chair with no back.
Now to
add the back to this chair,
we need to
add a sticky plank to that, which we made earlier, and we'll use up four of these sticky planks.
Simple chair.
Makes a simple chair. Sticky plank plus chair with no back.
Simple chair, sticky plank.
Just gotta hit two one time.
Simple chair, sticky.
Okay.
Simple chair, two back four.
Now we have simple chair,
sticky plank, two back four.
Which I'm going to add to the holy block shelter floor. When I do that, I get
holy block shelter floor with one of four chairs. You have one.
Holy block shelter floor with one of four chairs. If I add another chair to it, it's two of four.
Cancel. Really exit. Press enter or cancel.
I can do that. There we go.
Holy block shelter floor with two of four chairs. You have one.
Add a chair to that. Three of four chairs.
With three of four chairs.
Add a chair to that.
No item exists. You might. Holy block shelter floor with four chairs. You have one.
There we go. Okay, now
city plank points at stone. You have block shelter with mortar covered floor. Peg huge block. You have four.
These peg huge blocks, which are my table, so I'm going to combine
holy block shelter floor with four chairs. You have one.
Holy block shelter peg floor huge. With four chairs plus peg huge block.
You shove the peg. Holy block shelter floor with four chairs and 1/4 table.
1/4 table. Add another peg huge block.
Holy block shelter floor with four chairs and half table. You have one.
Peg. Half table. Add another peg block.
Holy block shelter floor with four chairs and 3/4 table. Peg.
One more. Use up all four of them.
Block shelter floor with unfinished table and four chairs. You have one.
Unfinished table and four chairs. Now I need to combine my four remaining sticky planks with my block shelter floor with four chairs and unfinished table. Again, that's
sticky plank in your left hand. Block shelter floor with unfinished table and four chairs in your right hand. And you have
drawn nothing. To combine. There's one of the planks down. They won't all be taken out until it's fully completed, but whatever. It's one of them down. Two of them down. Was it two? Yeah, that was three. I can count to four.
You have four sticky planks.
Okay.
Block shelter floor two. You have one.
Now we have a block shelter floor two,
pointed stone. You have
which
block
I'm
shelter
going
with
to combine
floors.
With my block shelter. Now, what
you
was it
block
called?
Shelter with mortar covered floor support in your left hand.
Block shelter with mortar covered
you
floor
block shelter floor to the
with my block shelter floor two.
Fancy block shelter with loosely connected floor. You have one.
Fancy block shelter with loosely connected floor.
Hammer. You have one.
I'm going to combine this with a hammer. Boopity 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 boo. I'm sure you can guess what I'm going to get when I'm done with this.
You have don't see any way to use fancy block shelter. You have one.
And I have a fancy block shelter.
Fancy block shelter. Hammer.
It was a long process.
Fancy block shelter.
But I have a fancy block shelter. Now if I were to put this down, I'll go in and show you why it's
shelter,
so
please.
Special.
Enter the shelter. Press shift enter.
Enter into the shelter.
You walk into Smoke Jay's shelter.
Ooh, walk into Smoke Jay's shelter. Now if I walk over here, I don't know which direction I was facing. I'm just gonna run around.
Smoke Jay's fancy shelter. Window.
Ooh, a window.
Smoke. Under the
we
table.
Didn't make those, but there's windows there. Why can go under this table? I don't know. Just realized I didn't have anything to do with that.
Smoke.
Where's my chair?
Smoke Jay's chair.
There we go. There's my chair. Also, if I try and walk forward, I bump into the table. I had nothing to do with that either.
Table.
You can go on the table.
Smoke Jay's chair.
But you have your own chair.
Under.
Isn't that exciting?
Chair.
And then smoke. These other unnamed chairs.
Chair. Under.
Balls to people that don't have
smoke
named
Jay's
chairs.
Chair.
But that's how you make a fancy block shelter. Have fun. All the fun in the world.